It is time now for our next installment of Crime in the City, our summer profiles of crime writers and the places they write about. You know, the 8 years Morning Edition has been going on these literary journeys. We've never explored Manhattan until today. This is where NPR's Neda Ulaby met up with one of the most prolific mystery writers of the past 40 years.
Lawrence Block lives in the West Village, in a stately Art Deco building overlooking Abingdon Square. He bought an apartment there decades before the actress Jennifer Aniston did. Block is 76, silver-haired, keen-eyed, and wearing a pastel shirt and khakis. He sits on a park bench and recalls the neighborhood before gentrification, when it was filled with screaming ambulances on their way to a hospital that's now multi-million-dollar condos.
It's quieter, but I liked it better before.
Back in 1976, when the village was grimy and New York was broke, Block wrote the first Matthew Scudder novel. Scudder is a beefy former police officer. He's played by Liam Neeson in a new movie coming out next month.
So you're a private detective?
Unlicensed.
The movie, A Walk Among the Tombstones, is based on the 10th of Block's 17 Matthew Scudder mysteries. As the main character, Neeson describes how he got kicked off the force.
I was off duty one day in this bar in Washington Heights, where cops didn't have to pay for their drinks.
A couple of guys robbed the place. Scudder chased them, shot at them, but then...
You see, one shot, well... bullet took a bad hop.
Accidentally, Scudder killed a little girl. Back in the 1970s, Block says he ripped ideas for the series' crimes straight out of the headlines. Here's a quick reading from his first Scudder book, The Sins of the Fathers, to give you an idea.
The act of murder is performed 4 or 5 times a day in New York City. One hot week last summer, the count ran to 53. People kill their friends, their relatives. A man on Long Island demonstrated karate to his older children by chopping his daughter to death. Why did people do these things?
Back on the bench, Lawrence Block says New York made his job easy.
At the time I was writing that book, the hideous crime that Scudder talked about in the next day's writing was the one I read about on the subway downtown. And you know, the city never failed me. It always provided something.
I'm pushing open the door to the basement of the mysterious bookshop in Tribeca, the only Manhattan bookstore that specializes in mysteries. Here's the lair of owner Otto Penzler, a longtime friend of Lawrence Block's.
Scudder is one of the most popular characters in the store, and Larry Block is one of the most popular writers.
Few writers, Penzler says, evoked so perfectly New York in the 1970s.
The smell, the sounds, the noisiness of it, the crowdedness of it, the fear of it sometimes at night.
Now New York is one of the safest big cities in the world, and Scudder has aged in real time. Like Block, he's now in his 70s. Also like Block, he's a recovering alcoholic.
Larry was a very heavy drinker for a time, as reflected in the Scudder series.
The Matthew Scudder series take place in New York City and recovery culture. The latest one from 3 years ago is called A Drop of the Hard Stuff. Just one of the 150 books, stories, and screenplays Lawrence Block's written over the course of his career.
He was legendary for being a fast writer.
Otto Penzler says for 30 years, Block was part of a regular mystery writer's poker night. One Friday he showed up and someone wondered if he'd finished a book that was due that Monday morning.
He said, I forgot. I can't play tonight. And he went home and wrote the book over the weekend.
Back in the park, I asked Lawrence Block, how did you write and drink so much?
Well, I didn't do both at the same time.
Block said when he and Scudder got sober, he thought it was the end of the series.
You know, how many catharses does one character get to have? I figured that was probably it.
But it turned out Scudder would spend a happy and healthy 40 years solving abductions, rapes, and murders.
Let's go up to 9th Avenue and 57th Street.
Lawrence Block wants to show me the Church of St. Paul the Apostle.
Which is where in the early books Scudder lights candles and puts money in the poor box.
Block himself was born into a Jewish family, but he appreciates the grandeur of Catholic churches. This one is a Gothic pile of grayish-pink granite, more fortress than cathedral.
Should we step inside? It says welcome. Let's see if they mean it.
The nave is deserted. We stand under a soaring yellow clover-shaped ceiling. I ask Block to describe our surroundings. He's unhelpful.
It's just a church. It's nice, pretty.
So what spoke to Scudder about this church?
It was the closest one to where he lived.
It used to be Scudder's habit to light candles here, for the victims of whatever crime he was working on, and for the child he'd accidentally killed.
Nowadays, their candles are electric. Most of them, you drop a coin in and light goes on. I suppose it gets the same absolute inattention on high, but it just doesn't feel the same.
When we leave the church, we pass a diner where Scudder hangs out after AA meetings.
This is the Flame. Are you hungry?
There are cakes in the window.
Come on in.
The Flame is a New York classic. Burgers, omelets, matzo ball soup, and moussaka. Live plants twining around the windows framing 9th Avenue's hustle. Over coffee in a sturdy white diner mug, Lawrence Block starts talking about his early literary career.
My first book was a sensitive lesbian novel.
Block wrote lesbian erotica under the name Jill Emerson. Pulpy novels with covers of women in lingerie silhouetted against bedroom doors. Well, maybe sensitive, they had titles like Warm and Willing. Block remembers an interviewer saying to him a few years ago,
"You're not a lesbian." And I said, "That's only an accident of birth." So, what can I say?
For a while, Block disavowed these novels, but these days, he's proud of them. He even wrote a new Jill Emerson book a few years ago. But generally, Block says he's winding down. He says he doubts there's another Matthew Scudder mystery in him.
Are you going to miss Scudder?
You mean miss writing about him? I don't know. It's been a lot of books, a lot of years.
And a Scudder novel today, Block adds, would mostly be about his friends dying of old age.
Who needs that? I wouldn't want to read about it. I certainly don't want to write it.
Fortunately, after so many books, Matthew Scudder has a kind of immortality. And as his creator, a 4-time Edgar winner and a grandmaster of the mystery writers of America, Lawrence Block does too. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.